And now, live in studio, cutting through your typical media nonsense and offering you a rational and unbiased perspective on current events and life in Tampa Bay, he's a successful entrepreneur, a real estate and finance expert, and goes to bat for you every day as your consumer advocate, your host, Brandon Rhymes.
Good evening. You have Patrick Hyland here on Friday Night Live. Brandon Rhymes takes the evening off on Fridays. He's Monday through Thursday, 7 to 8. I'm 7 to 8 on Fridays. And boy, do I have a crowd in here for you this evening. We have John Grant with LED Lighting. We're going to talk a little bit about travel baseball and a little bit about LED lighting and how much you can save people money on their electric bill. Also in studio, Dr. Sweeney. Strategies for success. We're going to talk about Heidi's legacy with Tara Richter of Richter Publishing. And then last but not least, my man William Crawley, going to take care of your credit to buy that new home from Brandon Rhymes. All right, folks, we appreciate you tuning in. We're going to have a fun show. You're going to be free to call in, and I'll get that number to you here briefly. And I do want to talk about this new book coming out by Dr. Sweeney. It is titled Love for Luke, Lessons Learned from a Rescue Dog. It will be out by the end of June. Became an active volunteer with Heidi's Legacy, Dr. Sweeney, in honor of Luke because they care for dogs similar to Luke. People that listen to the show know that I have, a lot of times, have APSA come on in reference to dog control, pet population, stray cats. So we're very much a consumer advocate in helping out animals here in the Tampa Bay area. So, Dr. Sweeney, talk a little bit about your book for us and let the folks know out there what it's all about, please.
My book is what happened to me when I moved into my neighborhood and I rescued a senior husky.
Beautiful dog.
He was kept outside for most of his life. I named him Luke. And it really was, when I got him, it was, I want to say the first day was great. And then after that, it was very, very trying experience. And I found out that the reason he was crying so much, even though when the previous owner signed him off to me, he was healthy. They had clean bill of health. He was healthy. He had a very severe kidney infection and ear infection. So I wrote the book as coming from it with no support, trying to figure out what I'm doing with this dog and learning that every time there was a behavior problem, there was a reason why he was behaving the way he was. And what I'm concerned about and the reason I want to raise awareness is people oftentimes adopt, and we call it the honeymoon period with the dog, where they're adjusting and then they can't adjust. It's not going as quickly as they want it to, as smoothly. And they take the dog back to the shelter or to another shelter, and it gets euthanized. So I want people to know there is support out there. When you go out to be a dog hero, you've got a lot of support out there.
Well, it's really sad, Melissa, in reference to 3 to 4 million each year are euthanized.
Yes.
Animals and cats and dogs. And I mean, this is a place where a kid could, you know, have a pet, and an elderly person. People know that listen to the show. I help out people on Medicare, and I see a lot of seniors who have an animal. It helps their way of life. It helps out their health. And it's a shame that, you know, we euthanize these pets when they could be utilized to help out a senior or a young kid just to, you know, enjoy life or have a pet, have a friend, and learn how to deal with animals and learn how to deal with people.
Right. And the other thing I get with that is, like, I do come across a lot of people who want to get involved in rescue and they can't, where they have restrictions or their apartment won't let them have a pet. But, you know, all of these rescues would love if people would come and take their dogs to the rescues to walk the dogs and help them be socialized. So there's a lot of other ways to get, if people can't physically adopt a pet, to get involved with the local rescues here.
Well, you know, I have the Humane Society come on the show, Dr.
Right.
Sweeney, a lot. And we talk about the bark in the park and things
right.
of this nature and have a lot of fun with it. And that's a very good point. The good news is, if you're willing to take care of the animal, they'll practically take care of all the shots and everything for $40-$50, and
right.
then you have a pet and you take good care of them, and it's great for the family. And,
yeah,
and it needs to happen more often. And all we can do right now is get the word out there and let people know. So
exactly,
you know, it's very important. How long did it take you to write the book with Tara?
I it took me, I lost Luke in October, so it's been about 6 or 7 months.
Very good.
So it was funny because I wrote it as soon, I want to say within a week, as it was something I always said I was going to do. And then I thought, you know, no time like the present, you know, like have it, everything fresh in my mind of all my experiences so everyone would understand.
Well, you know, it's a great organization. It's Heidi's Legacy Dog Rescue. It's a nonprofit organization, 501c3, no-kill animal rescue organization made up entirely by volunteers. Maybe you'd like to be a volunteer. What's the website?
If you go to www.heidislegacy.com. And one thing we're really looking for, the reason I love Heidi's Legacy so much is they do in-home fosters, and they will pull nationwide of dogs in needs. Like right now, I am fostering a mother dog and her puppies, and we do need more volunteers who would love to foster. It's in-home. It's all volunteer, and they help with the medical, and they help with the food. The other positive with that is then you do have a lot of support, and when the dogs go to their forever homes, they already know what it's like to live in a home.
Well, it's funny that you'd bring that up, Melissa, because in 6 years, one female dog and her offspring can theoretically produce 67,000 dogs. And it's when we talk about finance, the rule of 72s, how things can multiply, Einstein's compounding interest. It all works together.
That's why spaying and neutering is a good idea. Yes. So one dog isn't making all those puppies.
Exactly, Tara. That's Tara Richter here from Richter Publishing. If you ever had a desire to write a book, she can help you do it and fulfill your dream. Tara, talk a little bit about Richter Publishing for the folks out there, please.
Yeah, so basically we specialize in helping business owners how to write their nonfiction story in 4 weeks and publish a book in order to make them an expert in their industry. So that's our fast track plan. Sometimes we have, you know, other authors who I coach them through it, like I did with Melissa. I give a lot of workshops where people can come out, and I kind of give them all my tips and tricks if people really want to write them story themselves, which, you know, something like this, it's an emotional thing of losing, you know, a pet, a family member, or just going through any kind of emotional journey. Sometimes it's better if the author writes the book themselves instead of us doing it, because it's very healing and therapeutic. So, we have, you know, like I said, we specialize in nonfiction, the memoirs, all that kind of stuff. But if you don't have time, we can come in and actually write the book for you.
Well, no, it's great that you said that. We had a lady on the show, help me out, Tara, about a month or so ago, a drunk driving accident.
Oh, yeah, Kara Mertes.
Uh-huh. You know, and that was a great story because she was able to tell people exactly what she went through and what it's all about. And Melissa's book's going to be the same way. And that's so important because having someone write it for you is nice, but I don't know if it gets the true story out there. So it's great that you have the people really get involved instead of being a ghostwriter per se.
Yeah, exactly. So it really, you know, when I sit down and meet with authors, I kind of like analyze their situation, and I will tell them what I think is best for them. I'm not going to just shove them into the most expensive package. You know, I like to do that for everyone, but it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, especially if someone is a writer, you know, to just coach them through that. And I do have sessions like that where I'll sit down with them, you know, I'll coach them, I'll read what they have written, and then give them some, you know, objective advice of like where to take the book. Because sometimes it is really crucial if someone just sits down and does it themselves.
No, very much so, because then they get the true story out of what they're about, and people can get a, you know, a full way about it. Now, you created the semi-annual doggy drive, and you accept various donations, Dr. Sweeney. Explain to the people how they can get involved in that, please.
Okay. If they go to the website, the address for Heidi's Legacy is in Lithia. Right now, we are running out on a shortage of food. That is, like, the biggest thing we're looking for is different dog treat, not dog treat, but dog food. Donations would be like the biggest assistance right now. There is a list of other things, and when I do post it, it seems that, you know, you may never ever thought of cleaning supplies. I mean, those are so, when you're taking in a litter of puppies, you know, let me tell you, the Clorox bleach goes pretty quickly, the newspapers go quickly, the beds and blankets. So there's a lot of things on the donate now part of the website that people, even if they don't have pets, can donate.
Let me ask you this, Melissa, because you hit a nerve. You know, we have the Winn-Dixies, we have the Safeways, we have the Publix out there. When they get nearing the expiration date, the PetSmarts, when they get near their expiration date on dog food, dog supplies, have anybody from your organization contacted them to try to get some assistance in that realm instead of just throwing it out or sending it back to the manufacturer?
I do not know that. That's a really, really good question. No, I would have to ask the person who runs it.
And I didn't mean to throw a curve
no,
at you.
No, you didn't throw one at me. It's an excellent idea.
And I think that's something that could definitely, you know, work for your organization and make this, you know, affordable for people to be able to adopt a dog and take care of them. And it's very important because euthanizing the pet, that's not a good win situation. Spay and neuter, don't euthanize the pet. Let's get some people to have a pet in their house and make it right. I wish you the best of luck with your book, Dr. Sweeney.
Thank you.
Tara, thank you for, you know, coming on the show. When we come back after this break, we're going to talk to William Crowley about fixing your credit so you can buy a home or get your credit repaired. We'll be right back here on 1250 Wins, the Consumer Quarterback Show, Patrick Hyland.
Have you always wanted to write a book? Do you have a manuscript that's been rejected time and time again by a traditional publishing house? Then you're in luck. Richter Publishing will make your dreams of becoming a published author a reality. Contact us today for your free 30-minute phone consultation. Go to www.richterpublishing.com. That's RICHTER publishing.com. And click on the Contact Us tab to schedule your session.